Right on, all you.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I will hope all is well with all of you. I will call the CROG Cost Review Subcommittee meeting for Monday, September 18, 2023 to order. And I guess we're doing an electronic roll call?
Correct.
Then we'll move on from the roll call to the public forum. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to address the committee? Yes. The mayor from New Britain says going once, going twice, three times. No public comments. I now entertain a motion to adopt our minutes from the meeting we held way back on April 24th, 2023.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you, Patrice. Is there a second?
Dave Smith, second.
Thank you, Dave. Any additions, corrections, deletions? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Nay? No nays. And abstentions. Again, if you have an abstention, Karen would like your name and community.
Rob Trottier, New Britain. Abstain.
Thank you, Rob. Any other abstentions? Hearing none, the minutes are approved as distributed. And we'll move on to item number four, which is really the purpose of the meeting, the adoption, the discussion on the draft 2024 lots of project selection policy. And we'll turn it over to Sartoria.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you, John. So this is a discussion of the selection policy and allocations for the 2024 solicitation. And we have the option today to either recommend for approval or to table it to October. So either way is fine. So just to kind of go through, the first thing is the allocations. So the allocations, we have a, excuse me, a total of $42 million allocated for the solicitation. And the reason for that is because that is how much CONDA is allocating for the state budget. And that's over a two-year period. So $42 million is the total amount. So the specific allocation, we have $29 million for reconstruction projects, and maximum project amount is $4 million. The type of projects included can include a major rehabilitation with complete streets, or it could be a full depth reconstruction. So there's a variety of projects that are included in the reconstruction. It can also include bridge projects as well. So that's the total allocation is $29 million. That is from the last solicitation, it was $15 million. So that's been increased to $29 million. Remember the last solicitation, we also had a separate bridge allocation. So the second one is pavement rehab and standalone sidewalks. Per conduct rules, we're allowed 15% of the total solicitation, which we take full advantage of that. So that is $6.3 million allocated for those particular type of projects, with $1.2 million per project. So that's for that one, that's pretty self-explanatory. The pavement rehab is minor pavement rehab. It does not include the major pavement rehabilitation. Bicycle and pedestrian projects is the next allocation. We allocated $2.5 million, which is consistent with the last solicitation, and $1.2 for specific projects. That includes multi-use trails. It could be, we're still on the first page. So there's switching. So it could include multi-use trails. It could be other type of connections, for specific projects. Yeah, we're still.
I think we're gonna go to the.
Yeah,
first
we have to go
page.
To the first page. So this is the second page.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And then the last allocation is projects in rural communities or a rural set aside. And that is the allocation is $4.2 million, which is also consistent with what we've done previously. And the maximum project amount is $4 million. And that could be any type of project. The minimum project amount is $300,000 as per lots of guidelines. Maximum for this solicitation is $4 million. So I'm going to just kind of leave it there for now. So the next thing is I also wanted to go over, before I do that, let me just go over the schedule a little bit. We, like I said, we have the option to approve it today or to recommend for next to table it until October if there are any changes that the committee would like to make. We're thinking about the distribution of the RP in November or December. We don't want to push it out to December because we want to be able to give you as much time to actually put your applications together. So that's kind of our goal is to have it go out in November. And then the due date would be in February of 2024. So that's kind of what our schedule was approved back in, I think it was in June. I just think that, or July. So the next slide, if we look at the specific changes. So this is the criteria for reconstruction projects, which include a variety of different projects. And per the committee's recommendation, the last time we spoke about the solicitation and we put it up for discussion, the committee had indicated that they wanted us to specify or to make safety a priority. So we looked at the safety points, and originally they were 11 points, and we increased them 5 points to 21. I'm sorry, to 16, making the total amount of points in that category to 26. So that was really the only change that we made. And so instead of 120 points, you can now obtain 125 points for that, for the reconstruction. So you'll be rated on that specific criteria. So if we look at the specific safety criteria, we can go to the next slide, and then that will show you the different items in red is what we changed, or we reworded some of the items as well. So if you look at the safety category, we made a notation that the regional transportation safety plan, if you can note or make reference to the safety plan, then that will help aid in you receiving points. We looked specifically at crash data, countermeasures, specifically FHWAs, and those, if you are able to put in measures or countermeasures that will help support the reduction of crashes, specifically fatalities or serious injuries, that will also benefit your application. So that's pretty much where we emphasized the safety criteria. I'm gonna ask Roger if you wanna add anything to it, because I know you've worked a lot with safety and also the regional transportation plan.
Sure. So just on the safety points, yeah, we do have that on the left there, 16 points for safety. And as Satoria said, if you would make any reference to the regional transportation safety plan, where we have the top crash intersections, top crash corridors, or in the Appendix A, which has a description of has a map and high crash locations and high crash intersections for each town. If the project is one of those areas, that would be good to know that. And the proposed improvement, as it's referenced there, if it would be one of the FHWA's proven safety countermeasures. So if you click on that link in that box, you'd go to their website, and there's 28 proven safety countermeasures, and each one has a very simple, like, one-page fact sheet, and it would show on a typical reduction in fatal and serious crashes for that improvement. It can be something as minor as reflectorized backplates on signals or wider pavement markings from 4 to 6 inches wide. So there's 28, and some of them are more major, like a road diet. So it's a wide range of improvements that offer improvement in reduction in crashes. So that's kind of the bulk of it. That's the biggest change.
Okay, thank you. So if we go to the next slide, that was specifically for reconstruction projects, which include, as I indicated, the major rehabilitation, some complete streets, some signalization projects. So there's a variety. It could be roundabouts. It could be trying to think of some other categories. But that would all, oh, bridges, that would all be under the reconstruction. So if we look at the minor rehabilitation projects and pavement preservation projects, we also have specific criteria as well. The only area that we could increase the safety, and just to make it consistent with the other criteria as well, we increased the complete streets, which includes the narrow vehicle lanes, the road diets. So we increased that from 5 points to 15, making the total 60 possible points. So that would be for the minor rehabilitation or pavement preservation, specifically that type. If you include more aspects into that project, like a sidewalk project or something of that nature, then it would probably go under a reconstruction project. So, and then the last category, which would be the bicycle and pedestrian projects. So you can go to the next slide, and the standalone sidewalk. We rate those together, or the same criteria, I should say, not together. And under that specific category, which also has a safety component, we increased the points for the improved mobility from 16 points to 20 points. So it's an increase of 4 points. And then improved safety, we increased that from 19 from the last couple of solicitations to 25. So that would be a total also possible points of 60, similar to the pavement, the minor pavement rehabilitation. So it would be 125 points for reconstruction, 60 for the minor rehabilitation, and 60 for multi-use trail and standalone sidewalk projects. So any questions? I specifically just went over the ones that are to have changed. Everything else is the same as the last solicitation.
The only thing I can think of is a lot of information. Maybe we go slide by slide again and see if there's a question on each slide.
Okay, sure. Let's go to the first slide then.
Rob, I have a general question, Peter.
Sure.
About one of my favorite subjects.
Rural set aside.
No, complete streets.
Yes.
This is about, and I spoke to, I think you, Rob, how it's rated. If you look at the last solicitation, there are a lot of ones in that category in the smaller communities out of 16. It gives you credit for doing something new. but doesn't give you credit if you have existing facilities. So if you're not right. adding a sidewalk and you have sidewalks, you get no credit because you have pedestrian mobility already in the corridor. And the other question is, are we going to the standards of the new executive order with a width of 5 feet for bicycle lanes to get points?
To get points.
If you have a 28-foot wide road and you have to put 5-foot bicycle lanes on each side, now you're down to 18. Put your striping in down there, you're down to about 16. So you have 2-foot, 8-foot travel lanes.
So we have given, in the rating criteria, we typically give or provide some points for any improvement. So let's say you decide to put 3-foot shoulders and there are no shoulders, we would give you some points. If you put in 5 points, you 5 foot, you probably get the maximum. If you have 4 foot, we've given credit for that as well, 4-foot bike lanes. Now, some of the municipalities, not in the bike lanes, but in the sidewalks, they have different standards. They might have a 4-foot standard in lieu of the 5-foot standard for the sidewalk. So it kind of depends, but I understand what you're saying. If you already have an existing facility, you're correct. You're not getting credit for that. It's just like if you're using, you're adding and you're using other funding, we can't give you credit for lots of funding. That is correct. And I don't know what the resolution is for that.
But is the committee you send this to going to use the new standards? So we all know what, because I'm telling you, at 28 feet wide, the road, we're going to have to widen roads.
We'll use the same criteria, unless it's a state. It might be different under a state facility, but if it's a regular, if it's
the executive order says any road that's not classified local, so any urbanized road in a small town has to meet the new executive order. I'm just asking so we all know
what we have to design to. No, we're going to use our same rating criteria.
We're going to use the same type of criteria as what we're going to do. The executive order, I'm going to go into that in detail later. You can still, even if it weren't a LOTSIP project and was a federal aid project, you can still get a design exception. For LOTSIP, if you fall under CONDOT's guidelines, which means you don't have written guidelines of your own, or if it's on a state road, you can still, in LOTSIP, we just have our consultant document any, in the meeting minutes of the design reviews, any as a critical comment, and you get a chance to say, well, it's not practical to go to a 5-foot sidewalk here, we're going to do 4-foot, or it's not practical to go to a 5-foot shoulder here, we can do 3 feet or something like that. And as long as it's documented, it's my understanding that you don't have to go to the 5 feet to that engineering directive. We still haven't talked, well, we have talked with the LOTSIP group. I think there's some more discussions are going to happen, but that's my understanding. It's just like all other design criteria in their highway design manual, where if we have an exception, we just need to document it for the files.
But it's a good question, though.
Can we get that in writing so that it's not just based on conversation?
Yes, we'll get it in writing.
It'll be in the minutes, right?
Well, we'll have to talk. Next time we talk with Vitaly, we'll ask for confirmation of that.
Okay.
But I understand your point also, Peter, with the rural communities and complete streets, and that it might be difficult in some areas. I think we got to make sure and to rate things according to their context. So that's something we'll keep in mind when we do ratings.
That, or you can drop the points.
What's that?
or you can drop the points to like 12.
Yeah, I'm seeing here.
We could do that.
I mean, this got to just be a balance somehow. That's all I'm saying. However it gets done, it's just when I saw the last rating, I saw all the number ones. It wasn't just us. There were a bunch of number ones.
Are you talking about the reconstruction categories?
The last solicitation we had.
Oh, okay.
When you look at the rating categories in Complete Streets, there's a bunch of ones. That's all. It just so we can get a balance. However you do it, I'm good. Just wanted to bring it up. And I just want to really clarify if we're going to the executive order or not, because that makes a big difference.
So,
well, we are going to it, and the fact that we do have to respond to it in the in our consultants will be mentioning that you're in compliance or not, and then it just has to have a response from the municipality that goes into the files if you're not complying with the new engineering directive, similar to any other controlling design criteria is what they call it. There's 15 of them now. This would bring it up to 18 DOT controlling criteria. And I'll talk more about that during that section.
Can I just make
a comment? Yeah, go ahead.
So on the reconstruction category, the Complete Streets rating or points did not change.
Right.
16 at the last solicitation. It's 16 currently. It did change in the Complete Streets category, which is the pedestrian improvements and the.
Well, we lost there.
We're in the dark now. I don't know.
Yeah, this happened earlier.
Yes. Yeah. So we're having the engineers look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Preparing for rolling blackouts.
Right.
I know. So it did change in the pavement rehab category. It did increase the Complete Streets for safety. And then it did change.
I guess that would be the first thing is how does the committee feel about it increasing, not we had proposed an increase in Complete Streets in the minor pavement rehabilitation, pavement preservation, and in the bike ped and standalone sidewalk projects.
Well,
which are, some of those are Complete Streets. Oh no, not in that one.
They're
already Complete Streets.
They're projects. Already Complete Streets.
Okay, so it increased in the pavement.
Only increased in the pavement.
In the pavement preservation. Right. Do we want to keep that or do that increase? Do we want to set it back to what it was before? Do we want a general discussion? In general, we feel Complete Streets is pretty important and we have a Complete Street. Oh God.
We think so.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
We have a Complete Streets, you know, policy now and a Complete Streets manual that we put together previously. So I'm not sure how, I guess staff would have a hard time recommending that go down. Maybe we can rate it differently and more in context. But we want to hear from all of you about our proposed increase, especially in pavement rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Do we want to keep it where it was? Or increase it or whatnot. Is there any comments on that?
Rob, can you show that slide?
What's that?
Can you show that slide? It shows the points for that category.
Yeah. Can you go to the next? I think it's the third. Keep going.
Yeah, let's just look at one.
That one, right there. Where it says Complete Streets is 15, it was 5 previously. So the total points are 60. And then if you go back to the previous slide, previous one, that one, if you look at the 16, it didn't change the Complete Street. So it was 16 before. So I don't know, did that answer your question? Can you go forward again to the minor?
Push them off.
One more, right there. Okay. So that's the question that Rob had. Do you want to keep it at the 15 or would you like us to go back to the 5 and make it 50 cents?
So can I ask a question about this? This is Jeff Doolittle from South Windsor.
Yeah.
So this is minor pavement rehab. So we can't change the curb lines or the drainage in this category, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can't. You're limited a bit.
If pinch points, you could change it, and you can change the striping. So yeah, I guess it's not as major of a factor. So maybe we definitely should go ahead. I think I know where you're going.
So if you can't widen the road, it's going to be hard to get wider bike lanes, or even maybe put in sidewalks. That's all I'm saying.
And if you were putting in sidewalks, it would probably go under the reconstruction category, because there's no way you could do the pavement and the sidewalks for 1.2 million. So, yeah. So that's a good point, valid point. We can change it back if that's how the committee feels, and we can do the 50 points instead of the 60. So it's certainly not a problem. I will say last two solicitations, I don't think we had any submissions in that category.
The last one we definitely didn't.
I don't think we had it in the first one before that either.
I think the question that needs to be asked is, what is the most important objective of this category? What do you want to accomplish with this particular category?
I think
just minor structural improvements, or is it a broader approach as some of the other categories are?
I think we want people to consider striping the roadway, making any changes to make it more accommodating for non-motorized vehicles.
Yeah.
And
the ramp.
Fixing any pinch points on the road and making sure there's good ADA compliance. Now, whether or not that's a 15-pointer, I take Jeff's point, and I think maybe that was too aggressive to go up to 15, and maybe 5 was fine, seeing it's not a major improvement. You're limited into what you can do for a minor pavement rehabilitation.
True, but for the sake of conversation, you started out by saying that one of the real objectives was to restripe and to create opportunities for non-automobile use of the right-of-way. So it seems to me that maybe you don't want to call it complete streets. Maybe because that is a known category. Maybe you want to call it something else, or just in terms of creating bike lanes and creating ADA compliance ramps, as opposed to installing sidewalks, because that's not really proper. I mean, available because of the space constraints. But it seems to me if your objective is to try and get non-automobile usage of the right-of-way, then something similar to complete streets ought to get a fair number of points.
Well, I think there's three logical options. Keep it at 5, go up to 10, or go up to 15. I'm not sure where the best balance is there.
I'll let you hear. Peter, what do you think?
I say leave it as it was, because I agree with Jeff. You're limited to what you can do. And if you want to make it 10, that's fine, but it is a limiting situation. And you're right, John. What's the purpose of the program?
Thank you, Peter. Any other suggestions, conversations?
So if we go back to the reconstruction category, which is the, right there.
Did we come to a conclusion on that or not?
Well, no. I thought you said to leave it as is, but I don't know if we voted.
I mean, reconstructing, you've added points for safety. Safety is a new category. To me, that's a different
Is everyone?
That's different than bike lanes, sidewalks. I mean, I think that what you've done there to me is I don't see any issue with that.
Okay.
You know what okay. I mean? To me, I look at it differently.
No, okay. I would agree with Peter.
Okay, good point. And then what about then keep going back to the pavement, the next two slides? Yeah. So are we okay with, should we go back to the 5 points? Is that what the committee is in agreement for the complete streets component?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't hear any objection.
All right.
I don't agree to that.
Okay, we'll go back to the 5 on that. And so it will be a total of 50 points. And then if we go to the sidewalk, the next one, the next slide, we increased 2 categories. The top one from 16 to 20, which was improves mobility. And then the improved safety, we went from 19 to 25. So 6 points up. And then 4 points. So it was a total of 10.
I think we have to return this one also. If we return the other one, we have to return this one because the standalone sidewalks and the pavement rehabilitation projects compete against each other because they're in the same category.
Oh, right.
That 15% cap that DOT has.
Right. I think that's why we increased it to 60.
So, okay. I don't know if people have objections going back to our 16 for mobility and 19 for safety.
On that one.
On this one.
We have to be consistent with the pavement rehab.
For a total.
Yeah, total of 50. If that makes sense, they compete with each other because we're only, Conduct only allocates 15% of the budget to be used towards sidewalk and minor pavement rehab. So we have to have the same amount of points because they compete with each other.
And we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So what if, so on this one, the standalone sidewalk category, what if we reduce the number of points under safety to 15? Take 10 points off of that second item.
Well, it's currently 19 and we have a focus on safety now. So I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. Maybe we go back to what we had last solicitation.
Which was 19 and 16. It's 16 for the top category and 19 for the, let me just make sure I'm saying it correctly. Yeah, I wrote it down. So 16 and 19, but yeah. So we could go.
Can't make it 15 and 20?
We could.
We could.
That would give safety at least one more point.
Yeah, we could do that. 15 and 20, that's fine with me. It's whatever, you know.
Any objection, folks?
That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay, so let me just make sure. Improves mobility would be 15 points max, and then the improved safety would be 20. Okay. Yeah, we can make changes. That would be a total of 50. Right. So both categories would be 50. So really the only major change would be for reconstruction in the safety category. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
So then we would need an action to recommend this up to Transportation Committee if people are comfortable acting on this.
Acting on today. With the
I'll make that motion.
Motion's made by Peter to recommend the revised lot selection policy to the full Transportation Committee. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Any discussion? Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? It's a unanimous recommendation.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So, yeah, this is great. Thank you.
So,
Rob?
Oh, I was just going to say that this is our only agenda item, correct?
Yes, so, it's our only agenda item for subcommittee.
And we have about 20 minutes. We don't really have any other business, but I think we're going to keep the screen up, same login, but just everybody can kind of, you know, go their own way until 12 o'clock. That's my suggestion, John. I don't know if you agree.
That's fine. I may log out just because I got to sort my screen out here anyway, and it's easier if I log out and do it and log back in. But we need a motion to adjourn the subcommittee.
I'll make a motion. Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you, Patrice. Who is there a second?
Rob, second.
Thank you, Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And we're joining the same Zoom for the next meeting at 12.
Aye. Correct.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you all at 12.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Satoria. Thanks, Kara.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. I'm going to jump off. I'll get back on.
Okay, John, no problem.